Jeremiah chapter 49. About the Ammonites. This is what the Lord says. Does Israel have no sons? Does he have no heirs? Why then do those who worship Milcom dispossess Gad, and its people live in its towns? Therefore the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will cause the battle cry to be heard against Rabbah of the Ammonites. It will become a heap of rubble, and her villages will be burned down. Then Israel will take back possession from those who dispossessed her, says the Lord. Wail, O Heshbon, for Ai of the Ammonites is destroyed. Cry, you villages around Rabbah. Clothe yourself with sackcloth and lament. Rush back and forth inside the walls, for Milcom will go into captivity along with its priests and attendants. Why do you brag about your valleys, your flowing valleys, O faithless daughter, who trusted in her treasure, boasting, "Who can attack me?" Look, I will bring terror on you, says the Lord of hosts. From all your neighbors around you, you will be driven out, each one of you. There will be no one to gather the fugitives. But afterward, I will bring back the exiles of the Ammonites, says the Lord. About Edom. This is what the Lord of hosts says. Is wisdom no more in Teman? Has counsel perished from the prudent? Has their wisdom vanished? Flee, turn back, hide in the depths, O inhabitants of Dedan. I will bring the disaster of Esau on him. At that time I will punish him. If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave some grapes behind? If thieves came at night, would they not pillage until they had enough? But I have stripped Esau bare, I have uncovered his hiding places, and he will not be able to hide himself. His descendants are destroyed, along with his relatives and his neighbors. Edom itself will be no more. Leave your orphans, I will keep them alive. Let your widows trust in me. For this is what the Lord says, if those who do not deserve to drink from the cup still must drink it, how can you imagine that you will go unpunished? You will not go unpunished, but will surely drink it. For I have sworn by myself, says the Lord, that Bozrah will become an object of horror, a ridicule, a heap of rubble, and a curse. All its towns will be perpetual ruins. I have heard a message from the Lord, and an ambassador has been sent among the nations, announcing, gather yourselves together, come attack her, prepare for battle. For I have made you small among the nations, and despised among all people. For the terror you cause and the pride of your heart have deceived you, O you who live in the rocky cliffs, who hold the heights of the hill. Though you make your nest as high as the eagle, from there I will bring you down, says the Lord. Edom will become an object of horror, and everyone who passes by will be astonished, and will be appalled at all its wounds. Just like when Sodom and Gomorrah were overthrown, and its neighboring towns, says the Lord, no one will live there, neither will anybody settle there. He will come up like a lion from the thickets of the Jordan, against the perennial pasture land, for I will suddenly chase them back away from it. Then I will appoint over it whomever I choose. For who is like me? Who will call me into court? Who is the shepherd who can stand in opposition to me? Therefore, hear the plan of the Lord that he has made against Edom. These are his purposes that he intends to carry out against the inhabitants of Teman. They will drag them away, even the little sheep of the flock. Their own pasture will be completely destroyed. The earth will tremble at the crash of their downfall. Their cry will echo to the Red Sea. He will soar and fly like the eagle, and spread out his wings against Bozrah. The heart of the warriors of Edom in that day will be like the heart of a woman in labor. About Damascus, Hamath and Arpad are destroyed, for they have heard the bad news. Their courage melts away. They are troubled like the raging sea that cannot be calmed. Damascus has become feeble. She has turned herself to flee, and trembling has seized her. Anguish and sorrows have grabbed a hold of her, like a woman in labor. How is the famous city forsaken, the city formerly filled with joy? Her young men will fall in her city squares, and all her warriors will be silenced in that day, says the Lord of hosts. I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it will devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. About Kedar and the kingdoms of Hazor that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, conquered. This is what the Lord says. Arise, go up to attack Kedar, and destroy the people of the east. Their tents and their flocks they will take away. They will carry away their curtains, goods, and camels. And the observers will cry to them, terror on every side. Flee, get out of there. Hide in the depths, O inhabitants of Hazor, says the Lord. For Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, plans to attack you, and has definite intentions against you. Arise, get up against the nation that is at ease, that lives securely, says the Lord, that has neither gates nor bars, but dwells alone. Their camels will be booty, and the multitude of their cattle spoil. I will scatter to all the winds those who have cut the corners of their foreheads. I will bring disaster on them from every direction, says the Lord. Then Hazor will be a dwelling place for jackals, a wasteland forever. No one will dwell there, neither will anybody settle there. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam in the beginning of the reign of King Zedekiah of Judah, saying, this is what the Lord of hosts says. Look, I will break the bow of Elam, the main source of their might. On Elam I will bring the four winds from the four quarters of heaven, and will scatter them to all those winds. The fugitives of Elam will flee, and they will be scattered into every nation. I will cause Elam to be terrified before their enemies, and before those who seek their life. I will bring disaster on them, even my fierce anger, says the Lord. I will send the sword after them, until I have consumed them. I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy their king and officials from there, says the Lord. But in the latter days I will bring back the exiles of Elam, says the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 49.